Okay, I'm not really sure what's going on, but welcome to our show. And for some reason, the audio is cutting out. Just so you know, we're coming live from Sonoma. It's like 105 degrees outside today. So I'm not really sure if that's affecting the audio or not. But if you are able to hear me, today is a really special show. Welcome to the airwaves with myself, Holly Steffi. We're going to be talking to Elizabeth Spano. I'm waiting for my co-host to call in. And I'm going to go ahead and bring her into the studio. And I wanted to say to everyone, it's Friday, and we're going to be talking to Elizabeth about her beautiful piano and playing and her classical training and everything like that. So, Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
There you are.
Hello.
Sorry. You know what? The track played twice. I apologize about that. I don't know if it cut off early or not, but that was the time has come. And Elizabeth is you've got a really interesting bio. I mean, you've been playing piano, you know, for years. You've played with some amazing people, and you've studied at the Conservatory of Music in Toronto. So I'd love for you to talk to our listeners a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your music and some of the I have another track we can play in between, which would be really cool. I'm going to talk to our listeners a little bit about who you are and a little bit about your music and what you've been doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that'd be cool.
Well, I'm a concert pianist trained. I went to the Glenn Gould School of Music when I was young. I also graduated in university for music performance and composition.
Amazing.
It's just a passion of mine. I just love composing music. I've written over 1,000 pieces already.
Wow.
I wrote my first.
Seriously?
Yeah.
1,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's great.
That's crazy good. I don't mean crazy bad. I'm just saying, wow, that's just like really, you must be so you have to be so focused to be able to write over 1,000 pieces. Wow.
That's just a passion. I love it. I just love writing.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel disconnected from the world if I'm not writing music. So,
really?
It's a part of me. Yeah. It's very important in my life.
I know.
So.
I was reading who your influences were. Different people, Beethoven and Bach, which is, you know, beautiful. I love classical music myself, and there's a lot of really amazing different things that you've been that you've done and different pieces and stuff. It says here you were 11 when you attended the Glenn Gould Professional School of Music at the Toronto Royal Conservatory of Music, and then That's crazy. So are you writing music for other people as well? Do you have clients that come to you that have you do soundtrack music? Because a lot of this is really beautiful. It would be great. Yeah.
Yeah, I have some projects on the go. I've done some ghostwriting in the past. But, yeah, I really do enjoy the film side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere I can, you know, compose original material. It's a blessing for me.
What are some of the pieces that you have written that you are most proud of? I mean, I'm sure you're proud of every piece you've written, but what was like a really big accomplishment for you as far as a piece or composing a piece for someone or just for yourself? Because I know you've played with some amazing people. Let's talk about that too.
Yes. But for me, it's, I don't know how to answer that question because the music speaks to me, really. It's not the other way around. So when the music comes to me, it's something sacred.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it. So I really do not know how to answer that question. I just like to improve my skills every day. I would love to, you know, do this full time as a career. And I hope I'll be blessed one day for that to fully happen. But it's, the world is the way the pandemic's going and everything. Everything has been in a standstill for most musicians right now. And
oh, yeah. So I'm hearing that from everyone. Yeah, I was just talking about this last night with another musician who's in a band that tours got canceled, and we were talking about how people are doing concerts and events like in drive-in theaters, and they're getting very creative. They're doing a lot of live performances online and stuff like that. What have you been doing?
Oh, at the moment, I've just been improving my skills as a composer, because I feel that it's a never-ending process. You know, you're always improving.
True.
No matter, you get it at the, you keep climbing the ladder. You get better and better and better with your skills. It's always good for people to challenge you too, people you look up to as well, with your skills. So I'm really blessed for that, and it's wonderful. It's a beautiful journey. That's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. Let's talk about the piece that we opened up with, The Time Has Come. That music sounded like a clock to me, the way the rhythm was. So The Time Has Come. So what was that short piece about?
Well, I kind of pictured like a kind of a gladiator kind of scene for that movie. I kind of have these images in my mind. But that was more in the epic style of music, I guess. But it was like that, it was a kind of the clock effect was really done with the violins, pizzicato and piano, and then there were some horns over it with the strings, harmonizing everything with the percussion, and it came out quite nice. But it's just inspiration. It happens in the middle of the night sometimes. I'll just write it. So,
So you get up in the middle of the night and you're writing stuff because it comes to you. No. I can understand that. I know a lot of people that do that. They write, they start writing in the middle of the night and stuff like that. Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, there's two other pieces that I have of yours. I Love You, which I think is really beautiful because it's more of your piano.
You.
I can hear that. That's really pretty. And the other one, Terra Nostra?
Terra Nostra.
Did I say that?
Yeah, that was a recent one. Yeah, that's a recent one that I wrote actually a couple days ago.
Oh, really?
I was using, I was using harmonies from one of, because a friend of mine, Terrence Blanchard, he's a very famous film composer. He asked me, okay, create a piece of music with my harmonies, with my jazz harmonies. So I came up with that, and he's like, oh, it's beautiful. It kind of sounds jazzy a bit, but I'm trying to improve my, broaden my harmony when it comes to orchestration. So every day is, you know, you could look at it as an improvement of some sort.
Oh, I think it's beautiful. Why don't we play that really quick? Hold on 1 second. I'll play it since we're talking about it, and then you can tell me what it's about. Hold on one moment.
All right.
Let's play that.
All right.
Thank you. That was really cool. That's, you wrote that in the middle of the night?
Yeah, it took me actually an hour to write that.
Really? Wow. What instruments are on that? What all instruments
everything.
Are?
Violin, cello, viola, contrabasso, bass, horns, alto flute. Yep.
Where, you know what I wanted to ask you was, now do you have a studio in your house that you record at, or where do you record?
Oh, in my home, yes.
Oh,
a little,
fantastic.
A tiny studio. Yeah.
And you're located in New York as well, right?
No, I'm Canadian. I'm located in Toronto.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're in Canada. Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Nice. Are you having cooler weather there than we are? What's the weather like there?
Very beautiful today.
Oh, you're lucky.
Very hot today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been, it's like 105 here today. I think we're getting one last little kick, you know, right before Indian summer comes in. But, yeah, that's what's happening here. But, you know, what I wanted to ask you was, why don't we talk about when you first started playing piano and what got you interested in that one instrument and how that went off? Your family must have started, your mom or your dad?
That was quite interesting. Because I don't really remember the that day, but my father does. And we were at a wedding in France, actually, because my mother is from France.
Oh, nice. Okay.
One day I saw this, you know, in the lounge area. I saw this white piano, and I looked at my dad, and I was like, I was mesmerized by the instrument, and I was like, I could play that. And he was like, no, you never played a piano before. And he's like, yes, I can play that. And then I just went up to the piano, and I started playing. That's how it started.
Wow, you could play it? Wow, that's interesting. You know, that one piano that I have posted on the page, is that a piano? Is that your house? Do you have, how many pianos do you have in your place or in your studio?
Oh,
what do you work off of?
I have a grand piano.
And
I also have an upright, and I also have a keyboard.
Yeah, the keyboard must be fun. Yeah, I can imagine that. That sounds like it could be a good fun thing to do. So I was reading a little bit about this, that you played also, did you play with a Russian orchestra one time? I'm looking here. I believe that you played with the Russian orchestra, correct?
No, I think you're getting the wrong person.
I'm looking here at all the different things that you've done here about composers and all the different things that you've been doing. No, it's you. It's you. I'm reading your bio.
Okay.
Maybe I'm looking at something different here. You know, what's really interesting to me, though, about your music is everything is so different, which, you know, I found really, really exciting and different because every track is so different in itself. But I can see that it would be used, could be easily used for film or, you know, like a soundtrack type thing or something like that.
Definitely.
What are you currently working on right now?
A lot of piano pieces, very classical sounding type of pieces. I'm working on a piano concerto called Agape, but that's really, really classical sounding. I don't think it's something they would really use for film. they can, but it's not really filmy. It's more like more romantic, classical style.
That sounds beautiful.
That's something I'm working on. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, now, I enjoy it.
Yeah. So do you have any new music that you're going to be releasing soon? And where can our listeners find you on the internet? I'm going to spell your name for everyone. It's Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, and then Spano, S-P-A-N-O. Where can our listeners find you and listen to your music?
Well, they can find me online. I do have some albums that are out. But right now I'm mainly focused on film scores. But I will probably be releasing a solo album as well pretty soon.
Oh, cool.
So I'll keep you posted, Holly.
No. I'd love to have you back on when you finish that because that's like
really kind of cool.
I'd be interested in hearing that. Do you go out and play different, like, do people ask you to play openings or do anything like that in your area?
Oh, I'm asked all the time, but right now I'm just focused on film scoring. So that's what I'm doing at the moment.
Yeah, no. So are you currently working on a film score at this time?
I'm discussing it with somebody at the moment, yeah, for a movie.
Nice. Okay. Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A couple projects.
That'll be really, really cool. Because I know that a lot of times, you know, working on something, it just makes it so much better, you know, when you do something like that. Wow.
Absolutely.
You know, now, what... are you doing anything that we can announce to our listeners that are listening, like what you have coming up soon as far as any events or anything like that? Are you doing anything live
for my Facebook friends, you know, I do post videos of me playing piano once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I'm keeping it very low key. More in the background when it comes to more filmy kind of orchestral scores and stuff like that. But, yes, I definitely will keep you posted on my next performance for sure when it comes up.
Yeah, and where can people go to find out where you're going to be playing next?
I'll announce it. On social media, I can definitely do that. There's Instagram, there's my Facebook, and Twitter, and all that kind of stuff. So,
okay, yeah, I wanted to let you know that we did do, or I personally put up a bunch of stuff on Instagram. Did you see that?
Oh, no, I
on
didn't
Instagram,
get a chance to.
Yeah, I tagged you a lot in there. You've got quite a few followers and quite a few people posting your stuff there. So we did that too as well. So you know what I wanted to ask you? What kind of music are you currently listening to right now besides your own when you have time? What kind of music do you listen to that relaxes you and stuff?
Oh, I love classical music, obviously. I do love jazz, some jazz as well. I do like Oscar Peterson, love Oscar Peterson. I've been listening to a lot of film scores, studying them and analyzing them. That's what I like to listen to. And I also am into heavy metal music. I'm into the percussion side of things. I'm trying to create a new sound with my film score.
Yeah, you know.
Well.
Yeah, so. I can imagine that. Yeah, that might be fun to do. Creating a new sound would be something spectacular because we've just got so many different music out there, different types of sounds right now. What film score do you personally love that you that's already in the past that's been written?
Oh, well, that's a really difficult question to answer. I do love Hans Zimmer's work. I love Inception. I love Gladiator.
Yeah.
I love Interstellar. I love John Williams, Schindler's List. The list goes on and on. So much talent out there. Definitely.
Oh, no, there has been. I've had quite a few different people on that write film scores and stuff like that on my show. And so many pieces are so different. And I have a very good friend
Sorry, did I?
Oh, no, that's okay.
Hello, you're cutting
we were
off.
Cutting
Hello?
Out a little bit. Yeah, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's on your end a little bit because I'm on Wi-Fi right now, so it should be okay.
And I do love Terrence Blanchard and Ennio Morricone's music. You know, I do love Malcolm X. He wrote that. Terrence wrote that, and really beautiful. And a lot of series that he's done as well are absolutely amazing.
Yeah, you know, there is such a different. I mean, you always know when there's a good soundtrack to a movie. It's like, you know, I run out a lot of times. I'll get soundtracks, and then also then when it's all orchestral, you know, when it's all just plain, you know, orchestra music, it's really interesting too, you know, to listen to that because you can hear so many different things. Like you said, Interstellar was really interesting because there were so many different pieces that were so different for that.
Even Perry Mason was a good one.
And Hunger Games, even they had a really amazing soundtrack. I don't know. It just has, you know. I think soundtracks really create an image in your mind, you know. And it's kind of like to me.
It makes you want to watch the movie, right?
Yeah, totally. And then you remember parts of the movie after you've seen it. It's kind of like, you know, different music is the soundtrack of your life. You know, you listen to some music
Absolutely.
And then all of a sudden it kind of comes to you. You feel like this is the soundtrack to my life right now because you're remembering
it
things.
It also has
but
a healing component.
Totally.
It also has a healing
gets
component.
That.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely on that one. What I wanted to ask you was what are some of the movies that, you know, because now all the movies are, you know, being held back and you can't get a lot of the current movies though on demand that are coming out. You just pay money for it. But what are some of the soundtracks from movies that lately you've seen that you really thought were really good?
Well, I haven't been really watching many movies recently, to be quite honest. But I'm always listening to scores on Spotify and constantly and, you know, coming up with things kind of inspired by what I hear. And sometimes it's something that just comes to me. It has nothing to do with anything that I was inspired by. So it's all relative.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I hear you on that one. You know what I like are some of the movies that have used a lot of the classics and they've used it as a soundtrack in the movie, like, you know, they'll use older music that was quite popular at one time, you know, dating on certain eras and stuff like that. And then they,
like
and
the Godfather
I love the
was beautiful as well.
Yeah, totally. And yeah, that one. And also like some of the series on TV, like Big Little Lies, you know, that had its own soundtrack available that was just spectacular. Because there were just so many different, you know, songs that and then people redoing a lot of the classics.
Like the Untouchables,
and,
you know.
Yeah, but I really like your short pieces that you've done. Now, what's your longest piece of music that you've written? That's an interesting one.
Are you talking a piano piece? Are you talking
the longest?
Longest
the first piece symphony of music that you... You wrote a symphony?
My first symphony, I was 19 years old. And
oh,
I would say that
19,
was about...
Oh, my God, and you wrote a symphony? That's insane. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I had... Kind of crazy at the time, but... Yeah, I did.
That's crazy. You wrote a symphony. At 19.
Yeah.
That's 19. A feat in its own.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, the song I Love You, you want to talk a little bit about that before we play that? And is there anything more that you would like to share with our listeners that we haven't covered in this interview?
Well, I think we covered a lot so far. but that particular piece of music, I Love You, that came to me in a dream, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started orchestrating it. So, you know, music gives a soul to the universe, you know, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and life to everything.
No, it's a beautiful piece. So I'm going to play that piece, and I wanted to say to you that I would love to have you come back on when you have finished your latest project. Yeah, no, seriously. And it's Friday, guys. Please don't drink and drive. Yeah, I want to say to everyone out there, please don't drink and drive, and you know, enjoy the weekend. And I wanted to say to you, thank you so much for being here today. It was really wonderful to be able to speak with you. I can't believe you've written a symphony at 19. That's just crazy. And you've written over 1,000 pieces of music. Wow. That's just a feat in its own. I want to say to you that that's just, like, really cool. And I wish you a lot of success with your movie scores that you're going to be working on, or that you currently are working on. I hope that comes up for
you.
Yeah, so we're going to play
I Love
You.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, please, Elizabeth, anytime. And if anyone wants to reach out to you, you are on Facebook and Instagram. Do you have Twitter as well, Elizabeth? Okay. All right. So everyone...
No, not at the moment,
Okay, and your website is currently under construction. You do have one that's out there, but it's not accurate right now. So have you go to Facebook.
Fan page that I have, that's not me as well. So long story.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
So for our listeners out there, just make sure that you check out Elizabeth Spano, S-P-A-N-O, on Facebook. That's probably the best way to reach you, since you're...
Yeah, more like my
website.
Private Facebook. Not my website, just
website
my private
stuff,
Facebook.
Yeah, it's kind of in transition and not accurate.
Yeah, as well
point.
As my... Yeah, as well as my fan page on Facebook is...
And your
not
fan page?
Me.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Not, it's not me.
You have a fan page on Facebook. You have a fan page on Facebook that isn't being ran by you.
No,
oh,
it's not.
Okay, you need to call me after
you know
the show, and I can help you with that. Okay.
Definitely,
yeah.
I have someone using my name.
Yeah. So we want to let you know that her fan page and her website have been hijacked. We're not going to talk about it anymore, and it'll be dealt with.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You're
legal,
a very talented person. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for being on the air.
Me.
And here you guys go. I love you. A beautiful message to send out to the world right now. Everyone out there listening, please wear a mask. And again, let's just Have a nice weekend here. Here you go.